Welcome, everyone, to the Peaceful Planet today. I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday. This is Marcia McMahon, and we are opening to spirit today and doing some readings for you. We also have a wonderful guest coming up, Simone Owina, and we're going to be featuring her wonderful CD, Born to Fly. And I have a few announcements for everyone. I want to remind everyone of my book, With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts. It is on sale to help promote world peace for the year 2008. And it is a tool for peace. And she has given me some words that I may read today, if time permits. And so I want to mention my website at www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com, where you can see lovely watercolor paintings of Diana and purchase a signed print. If you sign up for a reading with me, I've been very busy with readings lately, and if you sign up for a reading, you will also get a free CD that features a tribute to Princess Diana. So while we're focusing here on the aspects of the divine feminine, we are so pleased to have Simone with us. Now, before I go into Simone's biography, I'm just going to say hello to all of our listeners, and if you are wanting to have a brief mini reading and call into the station today, I'm tuning to the angels for you, and we are available at 877-876-5227. And we ask that you ask a brief question so that I may get to the heart of the matter, because we do have a guest waiting to go on air. So please feel free to give us a call. And the Canada line is 888-810-8322. If you would like a mini reading with the angels. So, Simone, you are there with us?
Yes, good morning.
It's good morning. It's wonderful to have you on. You are such a talent.
Oh, thank
and I know someone called just a moment ago, so I'm waiting to see if they do call back or not. If not, we'll move on into some of your work. And I just love your CD, Born to Fly, and I just think it's so uplifting and so amazing. You have so much talent.
Thank you so much. I feel very blessed with the gift that was given to me.
Absolutely. So let me read your bio, and we'll just go right ahead, and then if we get a caller, we'll still take calls. Oh, there's our caller. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm hanging in there. My name is Heather, and I don't have a specific question about my finances this year.
You have a question about your finances? Did you say it's specific? Could you speak up a bit?
Yes, certainly. I had a question about my finances for the rest of this year.
Yes, please go ahead and ask.
I'm asking.
Oh, you didn't have a specific question. You want to know what to do with the rest of the year.
Right.
Okay. I don't know your financial portfolio mix or what you're involved in, but I have had from Mother Mary for a number of years, and I had already withdrawn all of my stock market investments 2 years ago. So I was told by Mother Mary and Archangel Michael some 2 years ago, and I've announced this on my show a number of times, that the markets would continue to tumble. So if you're at all involved in anything with the market, you know what happened this
week. I'm not at all.
You're not involved in the market. Okay.
No.
Well, I'm just putting that out there for general information.
Oh, okay.
And so as far as your particular finances, let me tune a little further to Spirit and see what Spirit has to say. Okay, Spirit's giving me a little more specific information for you, Heather.
Okay.
I'm being told that you have used some financial wisdom and that your particular situation, and is this also concerning investments or a job, if I may ask?
No, it's concerning a sum of money I'm supposed to receive to move out of where I live because my building is going to be demolished.
Yes. I'm getting that there has been some wisdom involved in this transaction, and that I'm seeing a lot of money coming your way. I'm seeing abundance, and let me tune a little further and see what else the Spirit may be giving me. Yeah, a spirit is saying you're going to be just fine. And I am seeing some kind of money that has not been earned, that is simply flowing to you. So, you know, before, I even asked any other questions, I was seeing that you were going to be just fine regardless of the situation with the market or with your other investment. But then the question is, once you get the money, what you want to do with it. And you're saying that you want to move and relocate to another situation?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is this a relocation in another state?
No, it's going to be relocating right here in California, just to a different place.
Okay, good, because I was seeing California.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting. I was seeing some beaches, and I don't know if you're planning to move up to some nicer real estate with possibly a beach, but I see lots of blessings there for you.
Okay.
Okay.
So will that be this year, do you know, or?
Well, I'm seeing the rest of this year at least very prosperous for you. And I hesitate to say when exactly the trust fund or whatever the inheritance it is that you're anticipating will come in, because those are a little hard to predict. But Spirit is showing me that this window of opportunity is a little bit larger than, say, from now through the end of the year. It may be into the new year before, I would give it a larger window of opportunity is what I'm saying there.
Okay.
But I see a lot of good abundance for you and a lot of happiness, and I wish you all the best. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. You have a good day. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. Okay, so that was a very nice caller, and we're always appreciative of our callers. So I'd like to read your bio, Simone, if I may. It's really impressive. And I just, we have another caller. Yes, hello?
Well, ladies, this is Nancy.
Hello.
How are you?
Nice of you to call. I'm fine. How are you? I apologize, Simone. We have one more request for a reading here.
Well,
Nancy. My question is,
can Spirit help me for the next step on my path, my spiritual path?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course the answer is yes, a resounding yes. I'm hearing a choir of angels for you, Nancy, and they are saying, what would cause you to doubt, dear child, that Spirit could not help you on the next step? I'm seeing some interest in healing on your part.
Uh-huh.
Personal healing.
Yes.
You'd like to have your healing complete, and you feel that linking your healing to your spiritual growth and, let's say, your next step as a healer.
Yes.
Is where Spirit is leading you. And there's going to be multiple avenues for training in this, but much of it, Spirit is telling me, is to not judge yourself on how far you come along with your own personal healing, because that is being taken care of by the open heart and the open mind that you have and you've learned to have through many of us light workers on the VBS network, and because you are intent. And whenever the intent is there, and I'm getting all this light rushing in. Archangel Michael is sending his special blessing to you this morning.
Thank you.
And he's giving you, let me see what he's doing in spirit for you. He's giving you this wonderful packet of light that's being downloaded to you right now. He's sending you special healing. He's sending you special love. And he's saying that his sword of truth is always pointing you in the right direction. And that's symbolic language for you're on the right path, you're doing your work, not to give up, but to completely persist. And I want you to tune into Simone's wonderful music this afternoon, because I think the music is also going to uplift you and just give you that extra bit of light, because her music is just so full of light. So did that satisfy you? Are you complete in the reading?
Yes, it did. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you too,
Nancy. Thanks for calling. You have a lovely day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for calling. Okay, so I want to get to Simone's bio, and then we're going to be playing a lot of her music, which is so uplifting, and we know that all of you are going to really enjoy hearing it. I have been listening to it every day this week, and it is just something I can't put down. The CD is Born to Fly, and here's a little more on Simone. Simone Owina is an internationally acclaimed, award-winning vocalist, concert and recording artist, writer, motivational speaker, and sound therapist from the Netherlands. Through the loss of her fiancé, Simone rediscovered the gift of her voice, thereby launching her musical career. Simone has mixed the classic sound of Barbara Streisand and Judy Garland with the contemporary sound of Michael Bublé and Josh Groban to a unique style that no contemporary female artist is doing today. In 2001 and 2006, Simone won 6 medals at the World Championship of Performing Arts in Hollywood, California. Since her debut, Simone has released 3 albums. She has performed worldwide and has been featured on TV and radio in the Netherlands, Brazil, Canada, and the United States. She has performed at theaters, corporate, and private events, weddings, and funerals. Simone has sung the national anthem at various sporting events and congresses and has shared her talent for the honor of various benefit concerts. In 2005, she performed at the memorial service for the victims of 911 in New York City. Simone, what an honor it is to have you with us this morning, featuring your wonderful music.
Well, I'm so blessed to be in your show today. I'm very excited about it.
Well, thank you for your patience and your kindness as we went through the readings. And I do think that listening to your music is very uplifting and very spiritual. You have a very unique gift, and I can't wait to play some of your songs. But before we do, I wanted to ask you how you were led into doing music and sound therapy and a little bit more about your personal life, if I may.
Yes. Well, basically, as a child, I loved to sing, but and when I was 17, I was singing along with the radio, and then my mother said, "You're singing off key." And, you know, when you're 17, you feel embarrassed immediately and self-conscious. So I stopped singing for 10 years. But I still had this desire within me to sing, but I was just so scared to sing when others could hear me. But after 10 years, when my fiancé got sick, I sat at his hospital bed. He got a brain tumor. And
He
was in a coma, I felt the need to sing for him. And when I did, the nurse and I could see his heart rate go down and he would become peaceful. And it had an effect on him. And I didn't know anything about sound therapy or sound healing then at all. I did Reiki. I'd been on my spiritual path for a couple of years and worked with that, but nothing really to do with the voice. But after he died, I just needed to sing. I needed to express my pain and my fear and anger just through singing along with every song on the radio. And so then I really felt the healing, but still not consciously, but I felt the healing benefits of singing. And slowly I would start doing karaoke and singing at some parties for friends. And then I really felt, you know, I really want to do more with this singing. So I lived in New Zealand at that time when my fiancé passed away. I'd immigrated to New Zealand when I was 21 with him. And I decided then I need to move back to the Netherlands to pursue this singing career. So, you know, you start on your way, and I did the talent competitions and then the Hollywood World Championships. And then I got my first album, Journey Through My Soul, which I didn't just want to sing to entertain. I really felt that, first of all, I've always... Since I've been on my spiritual path, I've been a healer, and I've always wanted to work with those energies, and I thought it was going to be through Reiki and magnified healing, hands-on healing. But when I started singing, people started to comment on the effect that it had on them. So I started to
I could second that. I have been listening to you for months now, and I can't put down your CD. It's so good. And it's so magnificent, the way you bring the light in. So I definitely feel, you know, heaven is working through you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yeah, so I started to give concerts and Journey Through My Soul. My first album is all about the journey I've made through my soul after my fiancé died and the pain and the grief and then meeting my guardian angel and discovering my inner friend and being able to fulfill my dream. And so I did concerts where I took my audience on a journey Never really, not really in that moment working with the energy through me. I wasn't aware of it. It was happening, but I wasn't aware of it. And then Spirit guided me one time. Spirit said, I want you to do healing concerts. And I'm like, healing concerts? No way. But Spirit keep nudging me. And so at one point I said, okay, I'll just do it once and see how it goes. And so I did a whole different concert with toning and songs and mantras and my audience working with me. And that was really beautiful. But then after a little while, that shifted again. And I was guided into another direction. And then Spirit has now really been telling me to go mainstream. And that I'm now ready that it doesn't matter what I sing, as long as you become a clear channel and you work with those beautiful high energies, then the tones will carry the vibration and the energy will be carried through. So it doesn't matter anymore what you sing, but like you said before, it's the intention.
Yes, and I confirm that you are absolutely in your correct and perfect expression at this moment with what you're doing on your current CD. And I feel that even with the sort of mainstream, there's sort of an inner child within you that is able to express this sense of joy. And I've been working with children this year and teaching again. And one of the favorite songs that I love of yours is Through the Eyes of a Child. And I played it for the children, and I think they liked it, you know, and I think they understand. They've got that innocence. You capture all of that, and that is carried in the vibration. So even though you're a natural healer and you're tuned into spirit and you were a spirit worker and a Reiki worker, going mainstream is the right expression for you, and you've got all that beautiful glamour, and the way you carry your personality comes through too. So, you know, you're beautiful and you carry the songs so well. So would it be all right if we play Through the Eyes of a Child, or was there more you wanted to add?
Well, I would like to explain how I got to write the lyrics of that song, because that
is a
beautiful message. A couple of years ago, I was in Grand Rapids and in Michigan, and I went to the children's hospital there. And I met a girl who had leukemia, and she was 9 years old, and she was abandoned by her family because they couldn't deal with her illness.
Oh my goodness, how devastating.
Being sick, having no family, being placed in different foster homes. They couldn't work with her because she carried a lot of anger inside, of course. But yet, I connected with this child, and what I saw was that she still was able to skip on the street, smile to strangers, even offering her sweets to the boy sitting next to her in the movie theater whom she didn't know. She waved to strangers. She was still so open-hearted, and though she was going through all this turmoil and these experiences, she still had that beautiful childlike energy within her. And so I then felt drawn to write a song about that. And she is now 13 years old. She's been she's in remission. She's been adopted by a wonderful family. And in April, it was a dream always to sing on stage with me one day. And in April, that dream came true. She sang this song with me.
God bless you. Isn't that wonderful that you could work that kind of an influence and a miracle for this child? That is so amazing.
Well, she brought a miracle into my life.
Yeah. Isn't it funny the way they always do? You know, they always find a way to give you joy. And what a sad, sad story. And the fact that she's still living and she was actually able to sing with you, boy, that really just, you know, gives me goosebumps hearing about that, Simone. Shall we listen to Through the Eyes of a Child?
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, so we'd like to hear Through the Eyes of a Child by Simone Owina.
If you could only remember to see all around through different eyes, you would discover a world anew, the beauty and best in all life. You know that love is the key that releases fear and pain. So open your eyes and your heart and allow yourself to see through the eyes of a child. Miracles do occur through the eyes of a child. The world is innocent and pure. Through the heart of a child, love truly does exist. See like a child, be like a
child. And we're back, and you were listening to Through the Eyes of a Child, and we're looking for some other music of Simone's, and we're having a few technical difficulties with some echoing, and Don is working on that at the moment, so we'll be bringing music to you shortly.
Precious gift in perfect time. Never before my heart surrendered with your love so deep inside. Through your eyes I found myself. You brought the truth that touched my soul. I had been searching for so long. Now I feel that I am whole. Can I let you go and still feel love inside and remember us without the pain to hide? Can I let this feeling go? Can I let you go? Mm-hmm. letting go and having faith deep in my soul that if it's time to have a hold, our love will meet again. So now I stand alone and accept this path that's now my own. I spread my wings
Simone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if we're broadcasting at the moment, but I really love Through the Eyes of a Child. That is a wonderful, wonderful piece of music.
Thank you.
And the story behind it is just phenomenal. And we're hoping to find the other files, and I'm so sorry to our listeners for any technical difficulty with the echo. If you are listening to the show and you'd like to call in and let us know if you're still hearing the echo, I think we'd appreciate that. You can call us on the toll-free line at 877-876-5227 and let us know.
Yeah, well, that's part of the technology, huh? Life doesn't always go as planned.
I don't know what Don, I think he's looking for some of the files. I know that they were sent.
When darkness seems to surround you, remember that the light is only a thought away. Ooh.
Okay, welcome back, listeners. You were listening to Simone's wonderful CD, Born to Fly, and the title of the song was Once Upon a Time in the West. Simone, it's great to have you back on air with us. We had to reconnect and hang up and call back because apparently some people were hearing a double echo, but one of our very kind callers called in and said everything sounded beautiful, and I think your music is lovely. Welcome, caller.
Hello.
Hello. How can I help you today? Aren't you enjoying this wonderful uplifting music by Simone?
Yes, it's beautiful.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Oh, she's got a gorgeous voice, wonderful.
Gorgeous personality.
Thank you,
Simone.
Oh, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, so how can I help you today, caller?
Oh, I'm wondering about my love life.
Okay, and could I have your name, please?
Lynn.
Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lynn, and where are you from?
Montana.
Montana. Thank you, and bless you for calling. Let me tune to your vibration and see what the angels are saying. Okay, I'm getting an image, and that's how I work when I'm working quickly on air. And you know how you get those Valentine's Day cards with the cupids and the arrows? This may sound really silly, but this is what I'm seeing. So I'm seeing, a lot of opportunity for you in your love life right now. Let me tune a little finer to spirit. Is there a specific question about a specific person at this point in time?
Yes, there was. I was in a relationship with a fellow named Ken, and it just
a fellow weird. Named
Ken.
And it, Kevin.
Ken, and it's.
I can't hear it.
His name is Ken, and
Ken. Excuse me, I was getting Kevin. Sure. Okay.
Ken.
And did you guys break up, or are you getting back? You did, yeah. Okay, there's a true love there on your part. I'm seeing that. Let me see about his vibration for a moment. Okay, it must be you that was love-struck. I think that, all right, let me tune a little finer here. I'm getting that Ken is a little bit insecure at this point, and I'm getting the message that there is true love between you, but that he is not quite ready. That he is not quite ready, and I don't know the circumstances of his life to say why that may be. But that's the only reason I think that there was this this recent breakup of some kind. Is that making sense for you?
Yeah, but will he ever be ready? So I just let it go.
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, there's definitely true love on your part. That I sense. I'm getting your heart, all the hearts and the cupids, and, I'm sensing your heart. Okay, darling, I hate to tell you, I'm not going to say no, and I'm not going to say never, but I'm seeing that he is a bit confused, and there is true love there, but he's going in different directions, and he's searching for something, and he's searching for truth in a different way than you are. Maybe there's a difference in your spiritual paths or something. So I'm just going to say, let's put it out there. There is true love there, and let the universe work its magic with that, because I'm not seeing him. I'm seeing him possibly come back to you, but I'm seeing him exploring other options at this point, hon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
To herself. Okay.
That's what I'm getting. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
No, I want true love. Not that. Thank you.
If true love is not bad. It just doesn't always come back, but it does in the end. You always get, you sow what you reap. Many blessings to you in future, love.
Yeah. Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
Okay, Simone, you have been so patient with us today. Are you still with me?
Of course I am.
Or have you given up on this?
No, that's part of
I apologize for any of our technical difficulties. There's always something.
That's okay.
And Don is a wonderful producer, and he does a great job. But, these things do come up, and we're so honored to have you, and you are so very gifted. So I know you sent a couple other songs on, and I wondered if you'd like to tell us a little bit about Once Upon a Time in the West, and how you got the inspiration to write that, or anything else that you'd like to share.
Sure. That is actually a song, original song, by Ennio Morricone. He's one of the top film composers in the world, and I love his music, and he composed for the movie Once Upon a Time in the West with the Mondharmonica Man, and Nico's favorite song was this song. So I love the song itself because it's such a beautiful melody, but also because I could tone in it without it being a New Age song. So any person who's not into metaphysics can still listen to the song and say, oh, we love this song, and yet they get some of the toning in a very mainstream way.
Okay, I haven't seen the movie, and
oh.
It just goes to show.
Okay.
I don't know everything.
No.
I don't know. It's probably very well known. I'm just not much of a movie bum, so I apologize there.
No problem.
Anyway, that's very interesting, what you're sharing about that. And that seems to have sort of a melancholic feeling to
yes.
it, is what I got from
it's,
that one.
Yes, it's actually in the movie, it's a very sad moment. So we actually played this song at the funeral of Nico. So it has that very, it is very melancholic, but it is just a beautiful, and the trumpet that you heard is my father.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you have music in your family as well.
Yes, my father
well, that
is
makes
a
sense.
Fabulous trumpet player, and we often perform together. We actually performed yesterday for, I'm in Escondido right now, California, and yesterday we performed for the high school students, grade 9 to 12,
oh, how lovely.
School assembly. And, wow, these kids were so open to what I had to share. It was a party. It was incredible.
Well, see, I've been sharing your CD with my students at school, and they love it. And it's just like there's something about the heart energy, the innocence, and your style that appeals to the mainstream, but it speaks to the inner child, and there's just something so, I don't know, you know, innocent, pure, lovely, whatever. It's just... it's fantastic for that age group. I'm glad you had a good time. I can see where they would really resonate with that, and it's so much better than the music that they normally listen to.
Exactly.
You know,
I was,
the rap and all the rest.
I was so scared to perform them because I really thought, you know what, this is not their style at all, but it was magic. It was incredible. They ended up dancing with me on the stage.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, you know, it's great that you've got your dad with you, too. You know, it's funny you mentioned Escondido because my dad is not well at this point, but I did visit California with him, and we were actually there at one time. So it brings back some nice memories, too, just making some connecting points here.
Mm.
So is there another song that we could play of your selection from the CD, Born to Fly?
Yes, it's, I believe we have Somebody Believed in Me. I don't know if Dawn has found that song, or then the other song is called True Love is Letting Go.
Both are lovely. And Somebody Believed in Me is all about, you know, the inspiration and the mentoring that you need in any career to keep going, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's dedicated basically to my parents because they've just been always supporting me.
Isn't that lovely?
Mm.
Isn't that lovely?
Oh.
Well, we'd like to hear Somebody Believed in Me if Don can find the file.
Giving up and
where to be found, but encouragement would come my way, yeah. Now my life has turned around. I never could have done it without you. Now I found my path in life, and all that's past is just illusion. For no more stress and no more strife, 'cause somebody believed in me and guided me to find my way.
Love is Letting Go by Simone, and we had said something about Somebody Believed in Me, but Don ended up playing True Love is Letting Go, and that's fine. So you were saying some things about this song while we were chatting, Simone.
Yeah, True Love is Letting Go was actually written for a movie. I was asked to write the soundtrack for a movie.
Wow.
And it didn't go through. There was a whole issue around it, but that's perfect. I ended up with this beautiful song. And to me, I have had to let go of love, like so many of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then realizing that truly when you let it go, if it's supposed, and this comes back to the message that you just gave to Lynn, when something is supposed to come back to you, when you let it go and it is supposed to be yours, it will come back to you.
Exactly.
That's basically what this song is about.
So Lynn, I hope you're still listening, because that was kind of dedicated to you and what you're going through, and I'm going through a similar situation in my life of learning to let go. Even when you truly love someone, there are times when you have to let go of someone you love very deeply.
Mm.
Isn't it just the saddest thing?
It's the hardest, one of the hardest lessons to learn in life, I think. But I'm learning more and more the gift of letting go and totally surrender and accept what is, and what a peace comes with that.
Mm-hmm. There's an old saying that I learned in the Unity Church, and it's let go and let God, and it may sound trite, but
mm-hmm.
it is so true for these love relationships that don't work out, that can be so wrenching. And when you do learn to let go, it does make life a lot easier, but that is an exquisite song. And so we were also talking about the influence that your parents had on your life and how wonderful it was to present with your dad yesterday and to have his love and support as you go on in your career. And I want to dedicate this show and this next song to my parents as well, because their names are Marla and Jim McMahon, and both of them are wonderful parents who nurtured me along. And tell us a little bit more about your growing up and your parents and everything.
Well, I grew up with listening to my father's trumpet player, which was wonderful. I would fall asleep to his music. And the beautiful thing, my mother is a healer, a counselor, a coach. So I grew up with parents who always believed in me, and always, no matter how crazy my jumps might have been or my dreams might have been, they've supported me in it. And because of them, I could immigrate to New Zealand, and now I'm in America, and they're here with me, you know, today. And so I think when you have parents who give you that foundation of believing in you, my father said, Simone, you've got golden hands. You can do anything you want to do, and it will turn into gold.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a success. Well, to have that imprinted in my being, I know I can do anything. And I wish that every child would have that kind of support, because they will then be successful in whatever it is that they choose, but not just successful in a way of material things, but successful in feeling worthy and feeling good enough.
Exactly. And you are in Hollywood now, and you've produced all these CDs, you've won all these awards, and you're so accomplished, but you're so gifted, and you stay centered in the heart, and you're so basically humble about all of this stuff, and I do understand exactly where you're coming from with what your parents said. I mean, isn't that wonderful that he said that to you, and that was imprinted at such a young age? So that will be our song that we finish out, and I want to take a moment to thank you again for coming on the show. And your music is just Simone.com, www.justsimone, that's spelled JUSTSIMONE.com. And you can pick up a copy of the CD on the website, correct?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
And it was titled Born to Fly, which
yes.
is also so appropriate. You were born to be a star. And we're going to close out our show today and thank our listeners for calling in for the readings, and thank Don so much for all of his continuing support here on BBS. And we're going to play Somebody Believed in Me by Simone Owina. And we want to refer all of our listeners to her website at justsimone.com and to my site at dianaspeakstotheworld.com. Until next week, many blessings to all in our listening audience. You're going to love this last song. Take it to heart. Thank you, Simone, so much.
Thank you so much.
We're all searching for something in this age of awareness, and every day miracles happen if you just take the time to notice. So count all of your blessings without having attachments. Feel more than think, no more than believe. It's when you find inner peace that stillness speaks from the heart. Love is all you need, and stillness speaks from the heart. We're all works in progress, like an artist painting a canvas, from pure intention, not a silhouette, but as reflection. Each of us applies solo in our moments of truth. when you find inner peace.